This week we were saddened that the Olympic Games were over, but the games continued on the 2ST Breakfast Show.
Once every 4 years, an event comes around that stops the world and pits some of the Shoalhaven's finest to the test. Striving to do their best in a battle of knowledge and wits, the Stolze Games.
And just like our athletes who took home 17 gold medals over there in Tokyo, Andrew stepped up to the plate and put in a gold medal winning performance himself. Well, kind of. Well, he won in the end. He got there. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Oh, mate.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. Took a midnight train going anywhere.
5 minutes later.
Something about believing. Come on, Andrew.
Believing in love.
No, say, if you say don't stop believing, I'll give you the
no, don't stop believing, I'm in.
Yeah, there we go. Don't stop believing. Look at that, Andrew. You got 3 out of 5. Eventually, you got there.
Thanks, mate. It's early in the morning. It's
you got
deep last night.
3 out of 5. The whole of the Shoalhaven was just saying, come on, man. Hollywood A-lister Russell Crowe is in Kiama shooting his latest movie, and we had him on the show, sort of.
Hey, Stolze.
Yes, Russ.
Russell Crowe loves your show.
Oh, Russell Crowe loves my show. That's great.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Russ. Thank you.
Russ!
Who's that?
Hold on a sec, mate.
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass.
Oh. Russ!
Pull it down, mate. Talk to Stolze. All right, Stolze, gotta go.
All
just
right.
Remember,
yep.
Russell Crowe,
yep.
Loves his show.
Thanks, Russ.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Mr. News, Peter Andrea joined us all week, keeping us updated and entertained.
The Big Three.
They broke the mold when Peter Andrea finally walked this earth. Hello, mates.
They threw it away, too.
They threw it away.
So it couldn't be repaired, yeah.
It was great to catch up with Rachel Tidbury, formerly of Molly Mook, who has released her first song called Hazy.
That we don't really matter. It's getting hazy and I cannot see. Water is rising but not falling on me. Can you not see that we are burning because of our greed?
Yeah, so it was written during those November-December 2019 fires, and I just remember not being able to walk outside without being able to see and breathe properly, and the sky was super hazy, which is where I got the name of the song from. And yeah, so it's really inspired by that feeling of eco-anxiety, which is anxiety about the future of Earth due to environmental issues, and the feeling of helplessness as an individual. So that was something that I really felt within that community.
It's getting hazy.
And we discussed those things, those moments where your kids made you so mad, so angry that all you could do was laugh.
They were extremely proud. They called us in. Mum, Dad, come in. Check out the picture that we drew for you. Like, oh, wow, they're very excited. We went into their toy room. They had a lot of toy room. We did. That's what we had, 4 bedrooms. One of them was, in fact, the toy room. Rachel and I both went in there. Where's the picture, boys? Where's the paper? We looked up, and on the wall, there's a big picture of Mummy and Daddy and crayons all over the wall.
Oh!
Yeah. Laugh, cry, yeah, you name it.
That's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.